Oklahoma Rehabilitation Services Annual Report, Building Oklahoma's Workforce Stronger, 2024. Approximate reading time, 1 hour. DRS Impact in 2024. Staff of the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services work to assist people with disabilities to become employed, obtain education, and live independently. DRS programs help strengthen the state workforce while returning federal dollars to Oklahoma when people leave social welfare programs behind. DRS employees are committed to building a modern, strong state workforce. 13,565 cases. Vocational rehabilitation and services for the blind and visually impaired cases served by staff in SFY 2024. 4,396 applications. Applications for services received by VR and SBVI in SFY 2024. 3,021 plans. Total number of VR and SBVI clients employment plans completed in SFY 2024. 1,045 hires. VR and SBVI clients employment outcomes achieved in 2024. $30,465 average salary. Annual average earnings in SFY 2024 of clients who received VR and SBVI services. $4,570 taxes paid. Average yearly taxes paid by VR and SBVI clients based on 15% tax rate in SFY 2024. 85,947. Total number of individuals served by DRS in state fiscal year 2024. VR SBVI clients by disability. Cognitive, 31%. Physical, 21%. Blind, visually impaired, 10%. Auditory, communicative, 8%. Psychological, psychosocial, 30%. Federal impact, $4 to $1. Federal fund match for each dollar the state spends to serve VR and SBVI clients. $7 to $1. DRS saves taxpayers $7 for every $1 that would have been paid out in benefits over the lifetime of a worker who gets off SSA benefits. DRS reimbursed when clients get jobs. Leave federal welfare programs behind. The federal government reimburses DRS for all case costs for any client who was previously reliant on Supplemental Security Income or Social Security Disability Insurance. The reimbursement comes when Social Security determines the client has met its substantial gainful activity earnings level. In 2024, that means a person must make $1,550 per month if they are receiving benefits for a disability other than blindness or visual impairment, and $2,590 if their disability benefit is due to being designated as statutorily blind. These earnings must be maintained for a minimum of 9 months. SSA reimburses DRS's VR the entire cost of the case plus a monthly administrative stipend for the months the case was opened. SSA has determined that this is a good investment because they estimate that taxpayers save $7 in return for every dollar they reimburse VR. This is determined based on what the individual would have received over a lifetime of disability benefits. Per capita, Oklahoma is among the top-performing states when it comes to successfully helping people trade a life of disability benefits for a lifetime of quality employment. During federal fiscal year 2024, DRS received just over $3.1 million in reimbursement when 231 Oklahomans traded staying at home for returning to work. Agency structure. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services has 8 divisions. Executive Division, Vocational Rehabilitation, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Oklahoma School for the Blind, Oklahoma School for the Deaf, Financial Services, Management Services, Disability Determination. DRS Leadership. Chairwoman Teresa Flannery. Teresa Flannery of Mustang was appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt to serve as a member of DRS Commission for Rehabilitation Services. Flannery is a Senior Director for Social Services at Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. Prior to that, she worked closely with DRS for 20 years when she was Community Resources and Compliance Director at Dale Rogers Training Center in Oklahoma City. Flannery has received numerous awards for her work to help people with disabilities obtain employment. She earned a bachelor's degree in psychology from Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford. She and her husband Todd have 2 grown children, Samantha and Nicholas. Commissioner Kelsey Lee, healthcare professional and community leader Kelsey Lee, was appointed in 2024 to serve on the Commission for Rehabilitation Services. Lee is Chief Operating Officer of family-owned Sooner Pharmacy in Davis, which has served the community for 40 years. She serves as the president of Sarah's Project, a child advocacy center serving 5 counties in southern Oklahoma. Lee was honored as Davis Citizen of the Year and Murray County Leader of the Year in 2023. She earned a Bachelor's of Business Administration from Southeastern Oklahoma State University, graduating magna cum laude and completing a Master's of Business Administration. Lee is a graduate of Davis High School. Commissioner Janet Barisi. Janet C. Barisi of Oklahoma City was appointed to the commission by Greg Treat, Oklahoma Senate President pro tempore. A retired dentist, Barisi was elected as Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction in 2010. Barisi earned her bachelor's degree in education and communication disorders in 1974 from the University of Oklahoma. She received her master's of science degree in speech and language disorders in 1975 from the OU Health Science Center. Barisi graduated in 1984 with a doctor's degree in dental surgery from the OU College of Dentistry. Barisi is the widow of John Barisi, mother of twin sons, Benjamin and Joseph, and grandmother to 6 grandchildren. Executive Director Melinda Front. Melinda Front was named Executive Director of the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services in 2018. Her past positions with DRS include Chief of Staff, Executive Level Project Coordinator, and Program Manager of the Oklahoma Rehabilitation Council. Front grew up the youngest of 6 children on a family farm in Shoto in eastern Oklahoma and continues to farm and ranch with her husband, Paul, in Guthrie, where they have a cow-calf and stocker operation, as well as diversified crops production. Front holds both a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in agricultural education from Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. Basic support funding. State funds, 21.3%. Federal funds, 78.7%. Finances in focus. Federal funds leverage to maximize client services. DRS staff leverages state and federal dollars to assist clients to reach their goals of obtaining a career and living independently. The majority of funding for the Vocational Rehabilitation and Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired is eligible for a federal state match of 78.7%, 21.3%. The Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is state funded. The majority of funding for Oklahoma School for the Blind and the Oklahoma School for the Deaf is state appropriations. Other key OSD funding comes from the Equipment Distribution Program, which provides telecommunications and other equipment to deaf, hard of hearing, deaf-blind, and severely speech-impaired individuals. DRS utilizes an indirect cost rate as the standardized method for individual programs to pay a fair share of support services, general administration costs. Statistical information is based on state fiscal year 2024. State fiscal year 2024 expenditures. State, VR, SBVI, $14,673,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $7,881,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $9,923,000. Disability Determination, $779,000. Support Services, $3,048,000. Total, $36,304,000. Federal, VR, SBVI, $41,422,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $7,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $0. Disability Determination, $46,037,000. Support Services, $6,758,000. Total, $94,224,000. Interagency, VR, SBVI, $82,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $838,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $2,008,000. Disability Determination, $0. Support Services, $0. Total, $2,928,000. Other, VR, SBVI, $356,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $68,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $315,000. Disability Determination, $0. Support Services, $8,000. Total, $747,000. Total, VR, SBVI, $56,533,000. Oklahoma School for the Blind, $8,794,000. Oklahoma School for the Deaf, $12,246,000. Disability Determination, $46,816,000. Support Services, $9,814,000. Total, $134,203,000. VR in 2024. 12,348 served. VR cases served by staff in SFY 2024. 4,025 applied. Applications for services received by VR staff in SFY 2024. 2,758 plans. Total number of VR employment plans completed in SFY 2024. 933 jobs. Employment outcomes achieved by VR clients 2024. $30,156 salary. Average annual earnings in SFY 2024 of clients who received VR services. $4,523 in taxes. Average yearly new taxes paid by VR clients based on 15% tax rate in SFY 2024. Find out more. To receive more information about VR services, go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/job-seekers-vr.html. Vocational Rehabilitation. VR Services Building Modern Workforce. Oklahoma business leaders who focus on skills rather than stereotypes can access a rich pool of often untapped talent. DRS's Vocational Rehabilitation staff works to get Oklahomans with any disability except blindness or visual impairments into jobs that will allow them to lead independent lives. Benefits of hiring workers with disabilities include higher levels of loyalty and enthusiasm. They bring diverse life experiences, leading to new approaches to problem solving. VR staff uses a wide range of tools that empower the clients, including in-person counseling, testing, and online tools when necessary, to see that each client is on a path to start or return to work. DRS staff removes any barriers to employment for each client. DRS's staff works with clients on employment goals and networks with employers on behalf of people with disabilities. Staff can also assist employers in training the employees and advise on workplace accommodations if needed. Such accommodations often have little or no cost. Services can include career counseling, vocational education and training, and medical services if it is determined it will help a client find employment. They may also receive assistive technology, job placement, and coaching. Oklahomans with disabilities who are employed become taxpayers, building the state's growing modern workforce. Impact. Hiring practices can build bottom line. A 2023 study found over the previous 5 years, companies that led on hiring people with disabilities experienced 1.6 times more revenue, 2.6 times more net income, and 2 times more economic profit than other companies. Further, the report found these hiring leaders are more likely to outperform industry peers in productivity by 25%. Source: The Disability Inclusion Imperative, from Accenture in partnership with Disability In and the American Association of People with Disabilities. Building Lives, Building Workforce. Ready to Win. Duncan Native Building Back Life After Challenges from Strokes. Mason Hightower's life was taking off. He had graduated from the University of Oklahoma in the spring of 2020 with 2 bachelor's degrees, including one in finance and another in sports management. Hightower entered graduate school in the fall, pursuing a master's degree in intercollegiate sports management at OU. But an illness would sideline that dream, leaving him fighting for his life. Oklahoma, like the rest of the country, was in the middle of the COVID pandemic, and Hightower began to feel strange. He went to 3 different urgent care facilities and was told each time that he had probably had COVID, even though every test he took came back negative. Hightower eventually drove home to Duncan, where his parents took him to the emergency room. He was diagnosed with endocarditis, a rare but life-threatening inflammation of the heart's inner lining and valves. He was taken to Integrus Baptist Medical Center in Oklahoma City, where he underwent his first of 4 open-heart surgeries to repair the damage the infection had caused. "We were told multiple times that he was not going to make it," said his mom, Janine Hightower. "It was during COVID, so we couldn't stay with him. They told us that when he died, they would let us know. He was on every bit of life support he could be on." An artificial heart helped him get strong enough to undergo a heart transplant on November 15, 2020. During that surgery, he had 5 strokes, she said. Mason Hightower survived but couldn't speak or swallow. He had to be fed through a tube in his stomach and was paralyzed on his right side. Hightower was unable to use his right arm, which had served him well while playing baseball at a Kansas junior college. Inpatient rehabilitation would help him finally be able to walk and swallow. His speech is still limited, and he has been in therapy ever since. In spring of 2021, the family turned to DRS to help put Hightower on a path to independence. DRS staff worked on getting a Tobii Dynavox, a device controlled with a person's eyes that generates speech when the user is unable to say the words themselves. DRS staff also helped him get a MyoPro, a powered arm and hand orthosis brace designed to help restore function to the wearer's paralyzed or weakened upper extremities. It helps the user perform actions and daily activities that might otherwise be impossible. They also got him this robotic arm to help him grip things, Janine Hightower said. He can bend his elbow and wrist. His elbow is better, but it may take years for him to get all the function back. It has been life-changing. He is now able to pick up a baseball like he once did and throw it. That is huge. Mason Hightower now works in a Norman school, working as a paraprofessional and assisting students. He said he wants to one day land a job related to one of his 2 OU degrees. Hightower said DRS has made a difference in his life and his recovery. Watch Hightower's story at https://youtu.be/u1gznp3erok. SBVI in 2024. 1,217 served. SBVI cases served by staff in SFY 2024. 371 applied. Applications for services received by SBVI staff in SFY 2024. 263 plans. Total number of SBVI employment plans completed in SFY 2024. 112 jobs, employment outcomes achieved by SBVI clients 2024. $33,038 salary, annual average earnings in SFY 2024 of clients who received SBVI services. $4,956 in taxes, average yearly new taxes paid by SBVI clients based on 15% tax rate in SFY 2024. Find out more. To receive more information about SBVI services, go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/job-seekers/sbvi.html. Services for the blind and visually impaired. Clients realizing career goals with DRS. Staff of DRS's services for the blind and visually impaired work to help Oklahomans who are blind or visually impaired to join the state's strengthening workforce, making it possible for them to live independently and obtain fulfilling careers. SBVI staff assists Oklahomans in meeting those goals through a broad range of services, including career counseling, vocational education and training, medical services required to become employable, and assistive technology geared to their specific needs and job placement. Oklahomans are eligible for SBVI services if their disability makes it difficult to work. They must be able to benefit from DRS services that prepare clients for employment. Legal blindness occurs when visual acuity with best correction is 20/200 or less, or when side vision results in a field restriction of 20 degrees or less. Individuals who are eligible for services through SBVI must be blind or visually impaired, but might also have additional disabilities as well. Many clients receive living skills training that allows them to navigate their environments, operate computers, manage money, and much more. Empowered with these skills, people who are blind and visually impaired are ready to compete in the workplace and enjoy independence. Building lives, building workforce. Rising up. Joy lost eyesight, rebuilt life with DRS support. David Joy stopped breathing on a Seattle operating table in 2022. In the time it took medical staff to resuscitate him, his eyesight had been stolen. Joy, who was an 11-year veteran Boeing employee, was home from work when he began to feel a searing pain. He drove himself to the hospital, where he learned he was having a major heart attack and in immediate need of a quadruple bypass. "I ended up coding during the surgery," he said. "They ended up getting me back, but I had spent too much time without oxygen. It took the blood flow away from my eyeballs, and those died. I woke up from a coma and was blind." Joy had also lost temporary use of his feet and hands. He said when hospital staff rolled him out and put him in his wife's car, they did so without linking him to any social services or counseling. "I had lost everything," he said. "I was making over six figures. I had the world in my hands. Overnight, my world was different. We knew we were going to lose the vehicles. We knew we were going to lose the house. I had no job coming out of this." Despite those realities and his self-worth reeling, Joy said he knew he would be okay. Joy said his wife of 15 years, Danielle, gave him the support he needed to fight to recover and rebuild his life. "I was unable to feed or bathe myself," Joy said. "She was there to cook food and take care of me. She took me to all my doctor's appointments and made sure my medications were filled. My wife always celebrated every accomplishment of mine, no matter how small." His brother convinced him to leave the dreary, wet climate of Seattle for the sun-drenched plains of Oklahoma. His sister-in-law, who was working in occupational therapy, began calling to find him support. "Amazing as it sounds, 3 days later, DRS called me back and was already making an appointment to come meet me," Joy said. "My brother's wife was the blessing in the situation." For more than a year, DRS has been working with Joy and helping him develop the skills needed to be independent and have a career. He recently graduated from DRS's Business Enterprise Program. BEP provides employment opportunities for people who are legally blind by assisting them in becoming licensed managers and establishing food service operations across the state. Joy said he worried such work opportunities would be beyond his ability, but DRS's Cheryl Snow, who worked his case, refused to let him give up. "Cheryl was my cheerleader," he said. "I was thinking, I can't do this," and she said, "Yes, you can." He was also connected with DRS's Hannah Dangle, who got him comfortable using a computer, something he was not used to doing, even when he had his eyesight. "They have given me access to a world outside of my home," Joy said. Watch Joy tell his story by going to https://youtu.be/1HD-7WQNC14. Programs build skills, career options. Deaf-blind services. An individual may be referred for deaf-blind services if they have both of the following: legal blindness or progressive visual disabilities that will result in legal blindness, and severe to profound hearing loss or significant difficulties communicating in home or in community settings. There are no age requirements for services. However, it primarily serves adults. Deaf Blind Services staff work closely with other DRS programs to ensure Oklahomans with dual sensory loss have equal access to all services. O&M Training. DRS's orientation and mobility specialists provide instruction to blind individuals in using white canes and other techniques for traveling independently in their communities. Older Blind. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services Older Blind Independent Living Program expands independent living services for people who are 55 years or older and legally blind. The free services are individualized to the client based on professional assessments. They combine the adaptive skills, assistive devices, therapies, and resources a person needs to improve independence and stay living at home. Blindness rehabilitation professionals teach ways to do daily tasks with little or no sight. They teach skills for reading, writing, cooking, housekeeping, safely getting around home and community, using assistive devices, managing medicines, diabetes care, grooming, and many other tasks essential in daily life. Business Enterprise Program. Oklahomans who are blind or visually impaired can move towards a new independent life with the assistance of a DRS program offering them the chance to own their own businesses. Through the federally enacted Randolph-Shepard Act of 1936 and Oklahoma State Statute Title VII, SBVI operates the Business Enterprise Program. BEP's mission is to provide employment opportunities for people who at least are legally blind with best correction by establishing food service operations across the state. These operations may consist of vending machine routes, cafeterias, or a variety of different types of snack bars. To accomplish this, the BEP aids entrepreneurs by providing extensive business training, licensing business owners, locating and equipment locations, securing initial inventory, and offering ongoing business consultation services. BEP entrepreneurs are educated in food safety, hospitality, marketing, and business management. A portion of each business's proceeds is paid to DRS for the licensed vendor's retirement and insurance cost. Business Services Programs connects DRS clients to careers. DRS's Business Services Program works with businesses meeting their employment needs by providing qualified candidates for employment. BSP staff partners with businesses offering candidates who are loyal and committed to long-term employment. DRS may share job training costs, and the businesses may qualify for tax credits. The program staff works with workforce centers, chambers of commerce, other state and federal agencies, and nonprofit organizations to provide hiring events and disability consultations. Benefits to employers through BSP can include a variety of free training for businesses staff, support for job seekers with follow-up and evaluation of any accommodation needs, paid internships and paid work experiences, increased profits by having a workforce that better reflects the customers served and lowers cost through their commitment to the employer. Connecting with a job. TTEC hiring DRS clients, building careers. Oklahomans with disabilities are on the front line of meeting the needs of USAA insurance and banking service customers. "We embrace hiring people with disabilities," said Kiara Shields, associate recruiter for TTEC. "We are inclusive. It is part of our values, making sure we are a diverse workforce. We are trained as people leaders so that we are inclusive." TTEC is an American customer experience technology and services company headquartered in Greenwood Village, Colorado, but has offices worldwide, including in the former Lucent Factory Building on Reno Avenue in Oklahoma City. They provide third-party support services for companies worldwide. The local office houses about 100 agents who provide customer support for USAA. Shield says TTEC values community partners and state agencies and met a DRS staff member at a job fair event known as Worklahoma. TTEC staff hired their first Oklahoman with a disability in October. The man has a visual impairment, and Shield said the experience has been a learning opportunity for the company. There have been hurdles, but it has had nothing to do with his performance, she said. He needed accommodations, and we didn't have a full concept of what he would need. He is now being used as our guideline. We are going to be better prepared for when our next worker with a disability starts in January. Empowerment key to independence. Lifting them up. DRS's Watts shares voting insight with Oklahoma voters. DRS's Charles Watts was on the road last fall meeting with people with disabilities across the state of Oklahoma who were interested in learning about their voting rights. Watts met with Bartlesville residents at their local library, explaining how to check to see if they are registered to vote, how to request an absentee ballot, and how to receive assistance at their precinct on election day. Watts said voters with disabilities who have voting concerns have two great resources at their fingertips. The County Election Board, which is in charge of voting in the local precincts, and the State Voter Portal, where they can review the voting status, register to vote, request absentee ballots, and many more services. He encouraged voters with disabilities to consider casting their ballot during early voting periods. Voters with disabilities who choose to vote in person on election days should request to vote using each precinct's audio-tactile inference. The ATI system allows voters with disabilities to cast their ballots using a set of headphones and a hand controller. Picture caption: Oklahoma White Cane Users with Visual Disabilities and Sighted Supporters annually celebrate National White Cane Safety Awareness Day on October 15th. The annual event raises awareness about the state law requiring drivers to stop for white cane users. In 2024, the day was marked with a walk through downtown Tulsa. Students at the Oklahoma School for the Blind marked the day with a walk through downtown Muskogee on October 16th. OLBPH in 2024. 5,540 served. Oklahomans with disabilities who are patrons of the OLBPH. 1,406 daily. Books circulated by library daily to OLBPH patrons. 7,030 books. Books received weekly by library patrons. 30 requests. Average number of daily inquiries for OLBPH services. 1,138 served. Children with disabilities served through AIM Center. 2 days. Average number of days for child to receive in-house books. Find out more. To receive more OLBPH information, go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/independence/sbvi/olbph.html. Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Library keeps Oklahomans connected to the world. Staff of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped keep the window to the world open for Oklahomans with disabilities. OLBPH staff makes it possible for its patrons to connect to thousands of books and periodicals available in audio, recorded, and braille formats, all for free. The library provides these services at no cost to eligible individuals with visual, physical, or reading disabilities. Patrons with internet access have the option of getting books and magazines in seconds by using the Braille and Audio Reading Download service, BARD. Other patrons get specifically formatted audio cartridges and the device needed to play them through the mail. The cartridges typically contain multiple books and are customized for each patron. Postage to and from the library is classified as free matter, so there is no charge at all for users. The library, through its Accessible Instructional Material Center, provides Braille and large print textbooks and assistive devices for students with visual impairments in kindergarten through 12th grade and earlier developmental years if funds are available to meet the request. Staff prioritizes support for students with disabilities to make sure their needs are being met. For information on all library services, go to the library's website at oklahoma.gov/olbph.html. The library, which is operated by DRS's Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, is part of the Library of Congress's National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. Oklahomans for Special Library Services is the library's friends group supporting the work of the library. Transition in 2024, 6,564 youth. Participants in transition and pre-employment transition services. 4,489 served. Potentially eligible cases for pre-ETS in SFY 2024. 2,075 cases, total number of vocational rehabilitation cases in transition services. 4,123,041, total expenditures for transition and pre-ETS programs. Find out more to receive more information about transition and pre-ETS services. Go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/students/transition.html. Transition and pre-employment transition services. Transition puts youth on path to work future. Getting the job they want and living an independent life are within the reach of Oklahoma youth with disabilities through DRS's Transition and Pre-Employment Transition Services. Services help youth build a strong foundation for their lives and can include education, training, and work experience. Counselors from the Vocational Rehabilitation and Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired Divisions make access to these services possible by working with high school students throughout the state. VR and SBVI programs provide career-focused preparation activities and services that are intended to help the youth become integrated in their communities, achieve independence, or pursue post-secondary education or competitive integrated employment. Transition students may participate in pre-employment transition services without having to apply to vocational rehabilitation or be determined eligible for services. Every student with a disability is eligible for pre-employment transition services through vocational rehabilitation under the Workforce Innovation and Opportunities Act. The youth can take part in job exploration counseling, work readiness training, work-based learning experiences, post-secondary educational counseling, and self-advocacy training. OSB in 2024. 100% achieved graduation rate for 2023-2024 school year. 87 enrolled. Students enrolled, day and residential. 13 students with multiple disabilities. 1-6 ratio, OSB teacher to student ratio. 1-5 ratio, direct care specialist to student ratio. 11,597 connected, direct services from the school's outreach services. 449 served, outreach services to families, schools. Find out more. To receive more information about OSB, go to www.osb.k12.ok.us. Oklahoma School for the Blind. Students build life's foundation at OSB. Oklahoma School for the Blind staff is committed to delivering superior educational, social, and athletic opportunities to students who are blind or visually impaired. The school serves students preschool age through 12th grade, and tuition is free. OSB students receive specialized educational programs in coordination with state-mandated educational requirements. Students develop independent living skills and receive specialized accessible technology equipment to assist each youth in developing their maximum potential. Students wishing to pursue music can join the OSB Jazz Band, which is recognized across the state for setting a high bar for excellence. Specialized instruction is a cornerstone of the school and includes Braille, orientation and mobility, optimum use of low-vision adaptive equipment, technology, and tactile graphic skills. These intensive specializations are not readily available at other public schools in the state. Building lives, building workforce. Confident for future. OSB allowed Connor to blossom, pursue opportunities. Piper Connor is matter-of-fact when discussing the future she sees for herself. The families she has at home and at school are ready to help her achieve her dreams. The 16-year-old is a sophomore at the Oklahoma School for the Blind in Muskogee, and she said her goals after graduation will lead either into a career in the mechanical aerospace or medical fields. I always answer mechanical aerospace because that is what my dad does. He is a professor at Oklahoma State University, Connor said. My mother is in social work, but both of my grandparents are doctors. Connor attended public school through the sixth grade, but after learning about OSB and its resources, she and her parents saw opportunities at the specialized school. I came because it seemed like it might be a better opportunity, Connor said. It was something to try and see if it would be better than what I could get from a public school. The path to getting to my goals feels better because there are people here, OSB, who will and are already helping me reach those goals. She was involved in cheerleading at her public school, but after school officials learned about her congenital visual impairment, retinopathy of prematurity, it was suggested she no longer participate. She also found herself being sidelined when it came to the school's marching band. They didn't want to put me on the field, she said. ROP happens when abnormal blood vessels grow in the retina, the light-sensitive layer of tissue in the back of your eye. Connor has center vision but does not have peripheral vision. Connor said she struggled to get work assignments done on time. I was struggling a little bit with getting my work done, she said. The accommodations they, public schools, provided me worked pretty well. I could function in public school, but I could get better accommodations here. People here are more equipped to work with children with visual impairments. OSB's wealth of resources and its staff who works with and supports her has helped her build a strong social and academic foundation. Having all the resources that I would or might need to get my education, that has helped me get farther in my education, she said. I think I have flourished socially here. I feel more comfortable with the fact that I do have a disability, but that's okay. I am a part of the Jazz Band and the FCCLA, Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. I am the student body president. I do goal ball and track. I do quite a few things. School staff have helped her gain the confidence she needs to advocate for herself, whether it is in public, at school, or over at a friend's house. It's not a bad thing about my visual impairment, she said. It is not a bad thing to tell others either. They can also help you be better. Watch Connor tell her story by going to https://youtu.be/x5zjcoyvkme. Shared knowledge. Gathering helps students learn from one another. Oklahoma School for the Blind students travel annually to Northeastern State University in Tahlequah to help future eye care professionals better understand blindness and visual impairments. The annual trip allows the OSB students to experience positive interactions with Oklahoma College of Optometry students and learn more about their visual impairments and available accommodations that can help them succeed in life. The visit gives the OCO students a chance to be introduced to a wide range of visual impairments they may have only encountered by reading their textbooks. NSU instructor Jonathan Hatley said he took the course as a college student, and he said it changed his perspective on people with visual impairments. He said he had always thought people with visual impairments needed a lot of assistance in everyday life. Because of this field trip, or get-together with the School for the Blind, it completely changed my perspective, he said. Find out more. To watch NSU students talk about meeting with OSB students, videos are available at the DRS YouTube channel at OKDRS. Picture caption, students from the Oklahoma School for the Blind and the Oklahoma College of Optometry gather annually to discuss the challenges of visual impairments and assistance available to overcome those challenges. OSD in 2024. 100% achieved graduation rate for 2023 to 2024 school year. 111 enrolled. Students enrolled day and residential, 11 students with multiple disabilities. 1-4 ratio, OSD teacher to student ratio. 1-4 ratio, direct care specialist to student ratio. 668 served. Total youth taking part in schools, programs, external services, and camps. 266,287 users. Total number of people taking part in online ASL classes. Find out more. To receive more information about SBVI services, go to www.osd.k12.ok.us. Oklahoma School for the Deaf. Communication skills critical in developing students for future jobs. Oklahoma School for the Deaf students gain a strong foundation for their lives with the support of OSD staff, who help them develop their communication skills and build confidence they need to advocate for themselves. Staff and students communicate with each other using both American Sign Language and English. Maximized bilingual development is the goal for each student. Many students use cochlear implants or hearing aids, and for them, developing spoken English is an important focus. Speech and language services are provided to students with IEPs to support their development. Students who attend OSD must meet all state graduation requirements. All classes are taught in consideration of each student's unique communication and educational needs. Students receive full educational and social experiences. They perform in school programs and dramas. They have prom and homecoming events for all sports. They compete with other schools on sports teams, leadership programs, and academic teams. OSD is a four-day-a-week program. Those who live close to campus commute back and forth to school. Students from greater distances live at the school free of charge and go home for three-day weekends, summers, and holidays. OSD serves Oklahoma students from preschool to 12th grade. Building lives, building workforce. Support of OSD staff valued. UConn man looking to pursue career in game development. Alex Layton faced challenges in public school, growing up and trying to navigate his classwork while learning to cope with a hearing disability. He was even held back because of missing school because of multiple surgeries to his ears. "It was definitely not easy from what I remember," said Layton, who has some hearing. "I had a lot of trouble in school because the teachers did not understand my disability." A DRS, Department of Rehabilitation Services, member suggested that his parents seek a deaf school to assist in his education and where he could learn American Sign Language should his hearing worsen. He found himself in a classroom at the Oklahoma School for the Deaf in Sulphur in the second half of second grade year. "It, OSD, has changed my life drastically in a lot of ways and influenced it in ways I can't even imagine," he said. "It has helped foster my love of reading. It is all because of how supportive they, teachers and staff, are here. It is a competitive environment that has helped me grow." The UConn 18-year-old is now a senior at the OSD and is readying plans for his post-graduation future. Layton wants to study video game design and bring his imagination to life. His creativity has been fueled with encouragement and support he has received at the school. "Everybody here, the teachers, are inspirational and supportive," he said. "I can have deep, meaningful discussions with them. My friends here are always entertaining and whimsical at times." Layton is involved in numerous activities at the school, including the Business Professionals of America, the Academic Competition Team, esports, and drones. He said he would have tried to be involved in similar activities had he remained in public school. "I don't think it, public schools, would have been as supportive of me and my involvement in these activities," Layton said. "It definitely would have been harder." Layton credits one teacher with having the greatest positive impact on his life, OSD's Denise Henry. "She has always pushed me to be better, and she is absolutely full of life lessons and stories," he said. "Our discussions are always deep and meaningful. I feel I have always learned something. She always supports me. She has influenced me a lot." Watch Layton tell his story by going to https://youtu.be/lf_b1vegigc. DDS in 2024, 49,775 cases, disability cases completed, 58,335 cases, budgeted case workload for FFY 2024, 95.6% accuracy, Oklahoma decision accuracy rate on cases, 189.1 days, average processing time, days after receipt of cases. Numbers based on federal fiscal year estimates as of August 16, 2024. Find out more. To receive more information about disability determination services, go to www.oklahoma.gov/okdrs/independence/dds.html. Disability Determination Services. Disability determinations critical for helping people secure their lives. Decisions on whether Oklahomans are medically eligible for Social Security disability benefits are fundamental for people looking to build a secure foundation for their futures. Staff at DRS's Disability Determination Services understand those needs and prioritize quickly processing cases as well as delivering accurate decisions. DDS makes medical eligibility determination on applications for Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, SSI, for the Social Security Administration, SSA. These determinations are based on federal rules and regulations. All applications for benefits must be submitted through the SSA office. For each disability claim, a team of paraprofessionals, disability specialists, and medical psychological consultants review each applicant's medical and work history. The team determines whether applicants meet federal medical eligibility criteria for disability or blindness. DDS's claim processing time averages 189.1 days. During federal fiscal year 2024, DDS was on track to meet their budgeted workload, processing 85% of their allotted cases as of August 16, 2024. DDS has also placed a priority on saving taxpayers' money by investigating potentially fraudulent claims. The Cooperative Disability Investigations Unit investigates individual disability claims and identifies third parties to prevent fraud in SSA's SSDI and SSI disability programs and related federal and state programs. DDS's budget is federally funded. Oklahoma Rehabilitation Services. Recorded in the studios of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, April 30th, 2025. Narrated by Kat Jensen. Monitored by Scott C. and Troy Small. For the Department of Rehabilitation Services, in its entirety except for the map on page 21 and tables on page 22 and 23. DRS publication number 25-01, January 2025. This publication is authorized by the Oklahoma Commission for Rehabilitation Services in accordance with state and federal regulations and printed by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services at a cost of $1,858.41 for 600 copies. This publication is available on the DRS website. For additional copies, contact Kathy Martin by email at cmartin@okdrs.gov or by phone at 405-951-3478.